Well, about 2 years ago now, British Prime Minister Theresa May shocked her political opponents when she announced the creation of a new government position in the United Kingdom that was meant to address a growing epidemic facing the country. Now, this epidemic was costing UK employers $3.5 billion a year, and it was also affecting 9 million citizens in the country. That's 14% of the population. That's an infection rate 34 times higher than COVID-19. Now, what disease could create that much damage within a community? What disease could cause that much harm? Well, the answer is not bird flu or SARS or polio. No, the disease the British government was fighting was loneliness. Turns out, being alone, it is not good for your health. In fact, according to one research study, chronic loneliness is worse for your well-being than smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Being alone, it can lead to increased heart disease and dementia and anxiety. It can even lead to premature death. And that's why the British government was so concerned when it learned that over 200,000 of its elderly citizens had not received a phone call or had a conversation with a loved one or family member in over a month. And young people in the country, age, say, 16 to 24, well, they were increasingly reporting levels of social isolation and anxiety. For far too many people, Theresa May said, being alone is a sad reality of modern life. So the British people created a new government position. They called it the Minister of Loneliness. This was the person who was meant to reach out to those the rest of the world had forgotten. I was talking to a church member not too long ago, and I asked her how she was handling the quarantine. I asked her what the most difficult part of being isolated was. She said, you know, the hardest part for me is the fact that when I go to bed, I go to bed and I'm all by myself. And when I wake up, I'm still by myself. And in the middle of the day, I'm all alone. Well, sure, she said, I turn on the TV just so there's some noise in the house, but it's not the same. It just gets so lonely. Do you know that feeling? Have you been there before? Chronic loneliness, it can be one of the most painful experiences that can happen to a person. And here's the thing, it can happen to anyone. Young or old, rich or poor, it doesn't matter. Loneliness, it can happen to you when you're all by yourself, but it can also happen to you when you are surrounded with a sea of humanity. Yes, for far too many people, Theresa May said, being alone is the sad reality of modern life. And I think it's also a reality the disciples knew well. And I think the disciples of all people, they knew what it was like to feel isolated. After all, the scripture says for 3 years the disciples followed Jesus everywhere he went. For 3 years they had Jesus right by their side. And they could watch as he walked on water. They watched as he raised the dead or turned water into wine. Jesus was there with them. He was Emmanuel, God with them. And they could reach him and touch him and embrace him anytime they wanted. Then one day all that changed. One day, Jesus led the disciples up to the top of the Mount of Olives, and there he prepared to say goodbye to them for the very last time. No longer would the disciples be able to embrace him. No longer would the disciples be able to feel his breath when he spoke. No longer was he going to be right by their side. Now they were alone. It's loneliness. I think it's an experience the disciples knew well. There on the Mount of Olives, they were by themselves. They were alone. They were isolated. But of course, here is the good news of the scripture. God didn't let them stay that way. Because on the day of Pentecost, 10 days after Jesus ascended into heaven. And the scripture said there was a sound like a mighty rushing wind that came down from heaven, and it filled the entire house where the disciples were sitting. And divided tongues as a fire rested upon the disciples, and a tongue rested on each of them, and all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. Suddenly, the disciples realized that they were surrounded by an entire community of people speaking of the love and the goodness of God to them. There were Parthians and Medes, Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia. There were Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, all together in one place. They were not alone. Yes, today is Pentecost Sunday. Today, it is the birthday of the church. And this is the day when God sends the Holy Spirit to surround you and fill you and remind you that you are not alone. Yes, that's what it means to be part of a community of faith. That's what it means to be part of a church. And because the truth is, if we're going to have faith at all, we're going to have faith together. Because there's no such thing as an isolated Christian. There is no such thing as anyone following God by themselves. Don't forget Abraham. Well, Abraham had Sarah. Moses had Aaron. Shadrach had Meshach and Abednego. Ruth had Naomi. Esther had Mordecai. Jesus had the disciples. And of course, Paul had Barnabas, and I have you. And you have me. And we have each other. No matter what it is we face in this life, no matter what is coming next, we have each other. Yes, an entire community of people were gathered that day. An entire community of strangers that became friends and friends that became family, and God called it the church. And when you're part of the church, it means you never have to journey alone. It means no matter what you're facing in this life, you are facing it with us. Because we'll be there for you. Because God's got your back, and so do I. So a man said to me once, David, I just don't know how people do it. I just don't know how people make it through life without a church. He said, I've been battling cancer for 18 months now, and every day I get a call from someone else checking in. And over on my dresser, there is a stack of cards of people I don't even know, and they say they're praying for me. And of course, there's the meals and the communion and the flowers that just seem to show up week after week after week. He said, this has been the hardest season of my life, but in so many ways, I feel so blessed. Because I just don't know how people do it without a church. As Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Jews and Cretans, all together in one place, and God called it the church. Because no matter what you are feeling right now, no matter what you are facing in this life right now, I want you to know you are not alone. I want you to know we're going to journey with you through this. Because God's got your back, and so do I. Because Abraham had Sarah. And Moses had Aaron, and Esther, she had Mordecai, but we have each other. So on this Pentecost Sunday, may I be the first to say to you, happy birthday, Pinehurst United Methodist Church. I simply don't know how I would ever make it through this life without you.